I've heard it said that you can't say the wrong thing to the right person. And I don't believe that's entirely true, because I think you could say the wrong thing to a really good prospect. You could get it completely wrong if you approached it in a really selfish, self-centered way without any thought for them at all. But I think if you approach it in the right way, you can't say the wrong thing to the right prospect. What I mean is, it's not the exact words that count, it's the spirit in which you say them. So I don't want you to be worried about getting the words exactly the way that I've said them. Sure, get used to using some of the phrases that I've used, write them down, practice them in the car or in the shower or wherever you want to practice them on your own to get your tongue around those phrases. But what I want you to do is have a human-to-human conversation with somebody. So there are just a number of things that I think that we should think about. The first thing is not just to be aware of what networking is about, but to be aware of what business is about. In my view, business is not just about making money. Business is about helping somebody to improve their life in some way. What do I mean by that? Well, the only reason somebody is going to pay you money is if you can improve their life in some way. The only reason I pay money for anything is if my life is improved in some large or small way by what I'm spending the money on. For example, if I was to choose to buy a bus ticket, it would be because I didn't want to walk, and riding on the bus would be quicker or more comfortable or more convenient. In the moment of making the choice of whether to spend money or not, it's a very personal decision about our own life. So the whole point about business is in helping to improve somebody's life. And I think if you've got the idea, whether you're approaching somebody to talk about the products or, as the theme of the messages that I've been leaving, to talk about the business, if we fundamentally understand that our purpose in our business is to improve somebody's life, and to have that as the foundation of the approach, then that is going to help us to have the right attitude. Second thing we need to do is be aware of the inviting formula that I've been talking about, that we're going to greet somebody before we invite them. You see, the greeting stage is a way of just having a chat and getting them to focus on you and getting them to talk freely with you. Could be happen very quickly, but we might need a little warming up conversation first. And the idea is to get them to talk freely. So before we make the conversation, let's think about what we might say to somebody in order just to get them to talk freely to us. Not necessarily what we're going to say to them in order to get them in the business. An amateur thinks, what am I going to say to get this person in the business? And that's why they don't make the call, because you can't imagine what you'd say to somebody to get them in the business, because frankly, I can't imagine what I'd say to somebody on the phone to get them in the business. However, what I can imagine is what I might say to somebody to get them to talk freely, and then to go on to the inviting phrases that I'd use, and then closing to action to get them to a meeting with me. So I want you to think about all those stages, but in particular the greet stage, so that you get a nice warm conversation. And just before we pick up the phone, remember, we're going to think, I'm interested in you. And what we want to do is establish a rapport where you are genuinely interested in the prospect, because what we're going to do is we're going to be chatting to them and finding out where they are in their life at this moment, just by the way they're talking to us, because we want to look during the inviting process for any signals, any subtle markers that might suggest to us ways in which we may help them with our business to improve their lives. And if you have that mindset, the approach that I'm here to help you improve your life if I can, and the thought going through your head, I'm interested in you, then if you have that happening and you're aware of the structure of the inviting formula, then you can't say the wrong thing to the right prospect, and you'll have a really healthy, substantial pipeline. Hope that's useful. Bye.